Well, the election of Donald Trump as the US president continues to reshape politics across the globe, I think it's fair to say, certainly in this country too. As the former WA Premier Jeff Gallop put it to us yesterday, the mob is on the march. Donald Trump described the populist movement that brought him to power in similar terms yesterday.
In 2016, the earth shifted beneath our feet. The rebellion started as a quiet protest, spoken by families of all colors and creeds, families who just wanted a fair shot for their children and a fair hearing for their concerns.
US President Donald Trump addressing Congress yesterday. The former Treasurer, Wayne Swan, says his party, the Labor Party, must also do more to address what he sees as the mounting discontent in the community to politics as normal. His advice? Labor needs to put rising inequality at the heart of its agenda for the next federal election. That includes a thorough consideration of the so-called Buffett rule, where wealthy Australians would be slugged a mandated minimum rate of income tax. But that pitch puts him directly at odds with the Shadow Treasurer, Chris Bowen. Wayne Swan's in our Parliament House studios. Wayne Swan, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
You gave this speech yesterday to the AWU in which you said the American lesson for us was not to go down the American road. What do you mean by that?
Well, going down the American road is going down a road of massive concentration of income and wealth at the top, a hollowed out middle class, and the creation of a vast army of working poor. So growing inequality in America and in other parts of the developed world just eats away at the heart of society. It breeds disdain, it breeds envy, it breeds hopelessness, and it breeds resentment. And that's precisely what we've seen in the United States. The polarisation, the political polarisation that has flowed from that increasing concentration of wealth and income at the top has produced, in the case of the United States, a very extreme right-wing backlash in that country.
Sure, but we have a different system here. We have
do.
A stronger
we
wages
do.
System. We have a welfare safety net.
Too right.
Are we in danger of overstating the problem or the similarities here?
Well, we've done better over the last 30 years than the United States. For example, median incomes in Australia over a 20-year period increased by 50%. But in the United States, they flatlined. That is, there were savage real wage cuts in that country. But we are standing on the cusp of a similar set of circumstances. If you just look, for example, to the national accounts and some of the data that has come out in recent times, wage growth in this country is stagnant. The temporary nature of work in the workforce. Casualisation is now hitting 40%. We are on the cusp of becoming much more unequal. And at every turn, the Turnbull government in particular and the Abbott government before it wants to kick away the great enablers that have made sure that middle income and lower income earners in this country have done better than America. In particular, their attack on progressive taxation and their attack on the whole industrial relations system, which has been the key platform that has meant we've done so much better in this country than they've done in America.
But when you say, in that part of the speech where you say we can't let parts of America become the down under version of their Midwestern communities whose skills are no longer in demand and get thrown to the scrap heap, I mean, to some degree, in some regions of Australia, that has already happened. And it happened
right.
under a Labor government as much as it happened under a LNP government. Or
we had in place a lot of policies to address these issues. We were not trying to destroy the wage system. We were not trying to bring down penalty rates. We were trying to reinforce worker voice in our economy. We were pushing for progressive taxation. What we've seen from the
Conservatives, but we still lost those jobs for those workers. They've gone, and there was nothing Labor could do or nothing the Coalition could do to stop it, was there?
Well, there certainly was. And when you come to the car industry, it's a classic example where they simply told the car industry to get out of the country, and off they went. They had no plan for the future of manufacturing in this country. And there are large swathes of this country where manufacturing is currently under threat. The government has got its head completely in the sand, for example, when it comes to the cost of energy and the future of manufacturing industry. There are a whole range of policies in those areas.
You listen to RN Breakfast. Our guest is the former Treasurer, Wayne Swan. Wayne Swan, in this speech, another quote is, there is a strong and growing risk that Australia will become a place where ordinary people's views are drowned out and only those with the most expensive megaphones get a say. Now, I've spoken to you about this before, but at the moment in Australian politics, isn't it fair to say that it's not not those with the expensive megaphones that are influencing policy. It is those where you say ordinary people's views, the people who have voted and brought us the rise of One Nation and in other states, other protest parties. They're the ones influencing policy at the moment.
Oh, I don't think so. I mean,
really?
The policy? No, I think the policy of the Abbott government and the Turnbull government, when it came to when it comes to taxation, for example, the increase in the GST, the attack on the industrial relations system, the attack on Medicare, there has been a real fight back in this country against their attack on the social safety net and their attempts to make the country more unfair. But what you've seen in Australia, similar to America, is the radicalisation of the right side of politics. What quietly happened in this country is that the Labor Party has occupied the position that we normally occupy on the centre and left of politics. What's occurred on the right of politics is that they are fracturing because in Australia, under Tony Abbott in particular, Tea Party influences came to dominate the Liberal Party. Small L Liberals are no more in the Liberal Party, and the Liberal Party is scared of its right,
okay,
namely Pauline Hanson.
Two quick points before we go. Your speech was very much a call to arms. You said Labor must sharpen its pitch on inequality ahead of the next election, and you say that includes taking a close look at the so-called Buffett rule, which Chris Bowen has already said is not good policy. Who would you like to see paying the tax, and what level would you set it?
Well, what we have to do is to get rid of rampant tax evasion and rampant tax minimisation in both the personal tax system and the company tax system. I don't believe there's a difference of opinion between Chris Bowen and myself on that objective. You can call it a Buffett rule, call it whatever you like, but the truth is there are too many people on very high incomes who are not paying the tax they're supposed to pay, and whether you have a Buffett rule or some other form of arrangement, that has to be dealt with, as we have to deal with aggressive minimisation and evasion by some of our largest and most respected corporates like BHP.
And just finally, you also talk about progressive social issues dominating the news and getting in the way of the everyday concerns of the people that you're making a defence of here. What does that mean? That Labor shouldn't be engaged in the issues of same-sex marriage or 18C? I mean, Bill Shorten
not at
same-sex
all.
Marriage is one of the top things on his agenda.
No, I think they're very important, but sometimes in the debate, working people don't hear the message they're looking for. If your job is under threat and you're in Wollongong, or you're in Logan City, and all you hear is a discussion of those issues, and as important as they are, you start to get the feeling that your economic interests are not to the forefront of political decision makers. And what I said very clearly in my speech, the Labor Party was formed to look after the economic interests of working people and to ensure they got a fair go in the workforce, but a fair go in society. That does include those progressive social issues, but we've got to have the economic issues right up front.
Wayne Swan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Former Labor Treasurer Wayne Swan. You're listening to Breakfast. It's 16 to 9.
This Is About is a podcast hosted by Jordan Raskopoulos. That's me. Stories told by those who live them.
To do a good job, you kind of have to believe that you're Spider-Man.
He was holding what he claimed was Ned Kelly's skull.
She just said to me, if you can't have this baby, I'll have a baby for you.
What I thought was two different dolphins was just one shark.
What? This Is About on the ABC Radio app or wherever you get your favourite podcasts.
Listen now.
On your phone.
You know, just do the thumb thing.